Mr. Mike Brennan is with us. He is the editor of MI Tech News, and we usually have him on with us at this time of the show to talk about some headlines in entrepreneurship and technology in the state of Michigan. Mike's been covering that beat for a long time. How many years now, Mike, in all?
In Michigan, almost 25.
25 years you've been covering it. That's wow. All right. Well, Mike, welcome to the show today. Let's talk about some of the headlines that you've got here. This is kind of an interesting one. It says that Babinchak pays it forward by paying for women to take tech exam prep classes. That's an interesting headline.
Yeah. Well, Amy owns three computer companies. She owns Harvard Computer Services, Third Tier, and Selmy MSP. And so she got it. She actually, like a lot of people, changed majors in college, got hooked up with IT. But when it came time to get all those classes where you get these various letters behind your name, she didn't have the money to do that. So her aunt gave her the money so she could do that.
Ah.
And so now she's offering a program not to pay for all the training, but there's a prep exam that you take, you know, to get ready for that. So she's willing to pay that for women that want to take that exam prep class. And if you go to the story on my website, it explains what you have to do to get reimbursed if you're a woman in IT.
Oh, that sounds very interesting. And I love the idea of somebody who is kind of giving back to the community again, and excellent. Hats off to her. All right, another headline here is how film is impacting West Michigan's tech scene.
Yeah, that's the AIM West, one of the last of the old Connect Tech groups that was founded by Automation Alley way back when. AIM, it changed its name to AIM West. It's based out of Grand Rapids. It has a very good programming element that every month or so they have one of these programs, and the next one's on that very topic of the film industry and what's happening in West Michigan, and more importantly, as we've talked about many times, video is really transforming.
Yes.
What's going on, particularly what moves on social media. So there's a panel discussion there. A lot of experts from West Michigan will be talking about this, and this event transpires on November 29th, so after the Thanksgiving holidays.
Well, you know who's somebody, Ed Rudell, who's up north this weekend and couldn't be with us, but his son Talon is in the film program out at Grand Valley State University, and that's something that we'll have to make sure that he gets, you know, some information about, because that's his big area of interest is in video and in film. Another headline here, celebrate the holidays at the Michigan Science Center. Sounds like a lot of fun is going to be happening there, and this is a good weekend to talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. The Science Center has a lot of things going on right now. It's right across from Wayne State University and sort of Midtown Detroit. As you know, since you edit my podcast, Tanya Matthews is on my show every month talking about what's going on at the Science Center. She's the CEO down there. And one of the really big things I encourage everyone to see, I had a chance to see it before it opened and then actually twice. It's called 1001 Inventions, Untold Stories from the Golden Age of Innovation. And it's about all the stuff that came out of what the Arab culture, Muslim civilization during what would have been the Dark Ages in Europe. It wasn't dark at all in the Middle East.
Not at all,
They had all sorts of really cool inventions.
In medicine and in science and in so many areas. You're absolutely right.
And so this is an interactive display. You go up and there's these images of these various scientists from that era. You can talk to them.
Fantastic.
They'll answer your questions. It's really quite innovative.
That's really fascinating. And that's at the Michigan Science Center.
Right. Yes, it is.
Excellent.
And again, all the information about all the things going on in December are listed at my website. Feel free to surf on over there, and it'll fill you in on everything.
MI Tech News is a source of so much information, folks. As you heard there, you know, for you folks who are parents or have got family coming into town and want to take them someplace, here's the Michigan Science Center is a great place to go. And you find out about that by going to mitechnews.com. And why not, when you're there, just sign up for the newsletter And it'll come to you twice a week. It comes, so middle of the week, it'll show up with video and audio. And then also these headlines that we've been talking about show up on Fridays. Mike, thanks so much for being with us. And I hope that you have a great Thanksgiving. And we will see you back after Black Friday this coming weekend.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Foster. Same to you.
All right. Take care. That's Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News.